Under 2018 IEEE President-elect Jose Mauro, there was established momentum with a prospect to break through and get restored ethics advice and ethical support during the 2019 year. President Mauro's 2018 WebEx telecon meeting, held the prior August, seemed to have set a positive tone to work in 2019 to get the needed policies to restore ethics advice and ethical support to the members. However, early in January, at an off-site planning meeting held in Tampa, Florida, a new committee on diversity, inclusion, and ethics, called the CDIE, was created. When I learned of this, I was stunned to see ethics advice and ethical support were essentially treated as an add-on to diversity and inclusion, where before these had no relevance to each other. Further, Dr. Andrea Goldsmith, the new CDI chair's backgrounder, showed no previous experience working on ethical issues, and during my prior 40-plus years in the ethics field, had not encountered her. But one positive note was that I had been designated to chair the Ethics Advice and Ethical Support Subcommittee. Soon thereafter, things quickly went negative. During two telecoms initiated by the CDIE chair with me, she made it very clear that while the 2017 and 2018 work of the Concerned Ethic Volunteers, or CEV, which I founded and chaired, she made it very clear that she and the CDIE could not possibly support the positions developed by the CEV for restoring advice and support. Worse, she explained the makeup of my subtask such that there would be a majority makeup in her favor such that I could never get my preferred position adopted if she disagreed. And she disagreed. So I elected to exercise the one option I had. I resigned as chair and as a CDIE member. In spite of my having resigned, I continued to correspond with the committee, in particular the chair, Andrea, and sent materials generated by myself and the CEV that was relevant to the ethics issues that they were addressing. I continued to do this, for President Mauro had invited me to participate in a different way that directly affected the work of Andrea's committee. This will be addressed in the next audio.